Watch Clock Straight Up. It is a lovely, just balmy Saturday morning. I think it's about one out. I don't know what the temperature is, but it's not very pretty. Joe Beningo on a Saturday, 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Here till 7 o'clock for the John Boy Jamboree preview, review, the whole deal. Nico Scarlatis, who does a great, I love Nico. He's a terrific guy. He really is. Never met him, but he's a tremendous guy. On the other side of the glass, a lot to cover here this morning. It was a very big sports weekend and last night and everything with the basketball last night. You got the Olympics going on if you care. I'll start to care, I guess, when the hockey starts. Until then, I really don't. We'll start with the Super Bowl tomorrow. I got to tell you, honestly, I heard Pete Hoffman talking about this. I could care less about the Super Bowl tomorrow. And it's not because it's the Patriots against Sam Darnold. And first of all, let me say this first, okay? Sam Darnold, I have no issue with Sam Darnold. None. I don't care. Good. Good for him. You know, we let him go. We made the mistake of letting him go. He wasn't very good for us. But understand this about quarterbacks. And we are, and it's, you know, I've been watching the NFL since 1961, okay? I saw the AFL and the NFL going at the time, all right? Quarterbacks, in many cases, develop very late. They don't all develop right away. There used to be a rule of thumb for quarterbacks that it takes 4 years to develop a quarterback when I was growing up. You didn't see guys come right out of college and start playing right away. You didn't see it. You know, maybe the one exception was Marino. He actually didn't start right away in 83 for the Dolphins. Came in maybe 4 or 5 games into it, and then he just never left. I guess they started Elway right away with Denver. That didn't work out too good. And then they benched him, whatever, you know. But many quarterback, it takes time, really, to develop a quarterback. And in Sam Darnold's case, he had to go through a number of different machinations and teams until he finally found it. I'd be more aggravated if I'm a Minnesota Viking fan than a Jet fan. The Vikings had this guy last year. They went 14-3 with the guy. And they dumped him. Because, all right, he had a bad game. He lost that game to the Lions, almost to the Pistons. So you know why. They lost that game to the Lions last year at the end of the year. Didn't win a division. And they lost the playoff game. And in the great wisdom of Kevin O'Connell, he decided, I'm going to dump this guy for J.J. McCarthy. Well, how did that work out? And Donald's on his way to the Super Bowl. So I'd be much more aggravated if I was a Minnesota Viking fan. How the hell did we let this guy go than if I'm as a Jet fan? Because it took a while. You know, Donald went to Carolina. It didn't work out. Then, you know, he kind of found himself there. He went to San Francisco. Didn't really play there, but maybe learned under Shanahan and all of that. Then he goes to, you know, Minnesota, which was a breakout for him. And now here he is at Seattle. So it's not like Sam Darnold was our quarterback last year or 2 years ago, and now all of a sudden he's in the Super Bowl with the Seahawks and, you know, throwing touchdowns all the way everywhere, which way to Jackson Smith to dig. But by the way, that pisses me off a lot more than Sam Darnold. The fact that we drafted Will McDonald. Think about this, Jay. This has happened so many times, but this one really stuck in my craw. We drafted Will McDonald, who stinks, instead of Jackson Smith and Digba. And I watched him play at Ohio State. I watched a lot of college football. I watched him play at Ohio State. When Ohio State, their three wide receivers were Jackson Smith and Digba, Garrett Wilson, and Chris Olave. And I knew then that he was the best of those three. He's better than Garrett Wilson. He's better than Chris Olave. There's no question about it. I knew it then. I wanted him bad for the Jets, but they took Will McDonald. Huge mistake. So that really bothers me more, a lot more really, than Sam Darnold now, you know, finding it and playing well for Seattle as I, you know, leading them to the Super Bowl as I drink my coffee. Now, so I got no issue with Darnold, and obviously I want to see Seattle win. I do not want to see the Patriots win again. Oh, my. Oh. I mean, you tell me one Jet fan. I'm sure I speak for most Jet fans. Most Jet fans, probably 90%, want to see Seattle win and don't want to see the freaking Patriots win it again. I mean, that's the big issue there. I really is. So I got no issue with Donald, and I just cannot stomach another Patriot championship, right? Let's be real about it. Let's be real about it. Oh, God. We need another Patriot championship. Like, you know, we need another 6 more weeks of winter as the groundhog, of course, saw his shadow, didn't see whatever, however that plays out, whatever it is. Punxsutawney Phil. Anyway, so that's my issue. I'm rooting for Seattle. Like I said, I don't really care too much about this Super Bowl. I can't tell you, and I don't want. All I'm going to say is this, because I don't want to get political at all. I get in trouble. Everybody knows where I stand. My biggest issue with this Super Bowl is the halftime show. What a kick in the face that is by Roger Goodell. I mean, let's be honest about it. You know, as an NFL fan, you know, I'm one of the guys. I'm 72 years old. I've seen it. I've seen the entire evolution from the time I was 8 years old watching the NFL, watching my first ever NFL game was the championship game in 1960 between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Packers. Chuck Bednarik, right? With the Eagles, Norm Van Brocklin, right? Tommy McDonald against the beginning of the Lombardi dynasty, and it turned out to be the only playoff game that Lombardi ever lost with the Packers, Bart Starr, Jim Taylor, Paul Hornung, everybody there, all those guys, right? That's the first football game I ever watched. I was 1960, I guess I was 7 years old. I never forget watching it over with my father, over a friend at a family's house. I'll never forget it. And then I just went from there. I watched the entire history of the American Football League, you know, the 8-9 years or ever of that, right? And watched the entire evolution of the NFL into the extravaganza, into the billions and trillion-dollar business that it is now, right? I'm one of the guys that made the NFL what it is today, okay? I'm one of them. And it is I'm gonna leave this at this, and we'll go, it is a slap in the face what Roger Goodell is putting on at halftime at this Super Bowl. I'm going to stop with that. I had to say it. That's it. It is a slap in the freaking face for guys like me, especially in the 250th anniversary of this wonderful, greatest country that there ever was. And you're giving us that for halftime? Thank you, Roger. So that's my big issue with the Super Bowl. Obviously, I'm rooting for Seattle. I hate New England. I hate them. My hatred for New England, I can't even state it. There isn't words to describe how much I cannot stand the New England Patriots. So I hope Seattle wins this game by 60 points. I really do. I don't know what else to say.